Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's an old classic, and it's done pretty cool. This is later on when Gordon Bach left Folk Legacy Records, went to Timberhead, did an album with Cindy Callett. Cindy Callett, who now lives in Indiana, I believe, and she's married to Gray Larson. Isn't that cool? Remember Gray Larson? Remember the group Daglish, Larson, and Sutherland? And they started out and they did one of the first instrumental Hammer Dulcimer albums. And it was a classic album in the mid-70s. Gray's got to be getting up there. But then Cindy's not really a spring chicken either. Anyway, yeah. And it was a really cool album called Banish Misfortune. And then they, on June Apple Records. And then they did another one, something about the autumn. And they were concertina and Hammer Dulcimer albums with guitar, and Gray Larson was part of that. And then the fiddler, Pete Sutherland joined them. And he was a songwriter and an awesome New England fiddle player and guitarist. And they became Daglish, Larson, and Sutherland. And eventually they became Metamorphosis, I believe. Metamorphosis is what they were called. Anyway, there you go. So, where am I here? I am going to play this version of Farewell Nova Scotia. I lost my train of thought there for a second. This wonderful version of Farewell Nova Scotia, which is a standard, and nobody would have thought really that Gordon Bach would have done the standard thing, because he doesn't have to, and Cindy Callett. But this is a wonderful version of this old Canadian song. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be when I am far away on the briny ocean toss. Will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? The drums are beating, the wards do alarm. My captain calls, I must obey. Farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. It's early in the morning, I am bound far away. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be when I am far away on the briny ocean toss. Will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be when I am far away on the briny ocean toss. Will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? first boat I put out to sea. I didn't know where that boat was going. All I want was away from here, and all I knew was keep on rowing. The first boat I took out to sea, I wouldn't have none to sail with me. None to row, none to tow, and none to stow my cargo down. I come a-rolling through the calm, and all my guiding stars were gone. There was three old sailors by my helm, tell me I don't sail alone. One named Peter, one named Saul, one don't claim no name at all. One to sing, and one to haul, and one to heave me when I fall. When I stumble on the reef, I had three good sailors take my grief. One to sail, and one to bail, and one to hold me when I wail.
General Taylor, gain the day. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Well, General Taylor, he gained the day.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
where stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where stormy.
Carry him to his burying ground.
We'll dig his grave with a silver spade.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
His shroud of the finest silk will be made.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
where stormy.
Walk him along,
John, carry him along.
Tell me where
stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
We'll lower him down on a golden chain.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
On every inch we'll carve his name.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
where stormy.
Walk him along,
John, carry him along.
Tell me where
stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
General Taylor, he's all the go.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
He's gone where the stormy winds won't blow.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
where
stormy. Walk him along,
John, carry him along.
Tell me where
stormy. to his burying ground.
General Taylor, he's dead and he's gone.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor, he's long dead and gone.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where
you store me. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Tell me where you store me. Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where
you store me. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where
you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
There we were, just the two of us together, one each, and now steady as she goes. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it. We were getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, go give a call to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he began complaining. We were getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie gets a thought, and he says we ought to take off all the handles and then things that holds the candles. Well, it did no good, 'cause I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, let's take the seat off, take that seat off, it won't take a mo. We took that seat off, even took the feet off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Charlie says, let's have another cup of tea, and we says, right, oh, all right, says Fred, let's take the door down, that there door is gonna have to go. I had bad twinges, taking off the hinges, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, let's take the wall down, need more room to shift the so-and-so. We took that wall down, even with it all down, we were getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie with a smile, he says to Fred, you know, I get a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we can drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, he's climbing up the ladder with his crowbar, gives a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me, we had another cup of tea, and we went home.
Ships may come and ships may go, as long as the sea does roll. Each sailor lad, just like his dad, he loves the flowing bowl. A trip on shore, he does adore, with a girl who's nice and round. When the money's gone, it's the same old song, get up, Jack Johnson down.
Come along, you jolly great boys, there's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with the jolly rolling tar.
Jack comes in, it's then he'll stare to some old boarding house. They'll welcome him with a rum and gin and feed him on pork scouts. He'll then spend and he'll not offend till he's lying drunk on the ground. But when the money's gone, it's the same old song, get up, Jack Johnson down.
Come along, you jolly brave boys, there's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with the jolly rolling star.
Then off and he'll sail, bound out for Newfoundland. Of a lady's fair in Placentia there, they love that sailor man. He'll go to shore out on a dare, and he'll buy some girl a gown. But when the money's gone, it's the same old song, get up, Jack Johnson down.
Come along, you jolly brave boys, there's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with the jolly roving tar.
Jack gets old and weathered, be too old to roam about. They'll let him stop in some rum shop till eight bells calls him out. Then he'll raise his eye
eyes up to the sky, saying, boys, we're homeward bound. But when the money's gone, it's the same old song.
Get up, Jack Jones, sit down.
Come along, you jolly brave boys, with lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with the jolly rolling tar.
Come along, you jolly brave boys, there's lots of grog in the jar.
We'll plow the briny ocean with the jolly rolling tar.
A nice Bonaparte's March there. That's Lindsay Street, Robin Elwood and company, and Gene and all those people from Lindsay Street. They play the Tumbleweed Festival every year from Bellingham. What a wonderful, wonderful album this is. And it's called Heavy Bug. It's a second album of Lindsay Street. And that's just a great, great version of that march, Bonaparte's March. We're going to shift gears now. Kind of go into more of a folky contemporary mode with Mayor Wakefield and Nomad Obunk, first poet on the moon.
The first poet on the moon. looked up and saw the earth rise, kind of like a sunrise, in shades of green and blue, just like your eyes. And she didn't have a speech plan, she didn't have a flag to plant. Came there for the view, and she knew the words would never do, not when everything that's true was a million miles away. So she loved to see the world, watch it turn, while we spin and while we burn, from a million miles away. The first poet on the moon, that's what I felt like last night, gazing at the stars. My satellites and rockets, a compass in my pocket, but am I getting through? And I know part of life is letting go, but it's out of my control. When you're a million miles away, so I learned to see the world and watch it turn, while we spin and while we burn, from a million miles away. Astronauts like we knew words would never do, but everything that's true is a million miles away. So we learn to see the world and watch it turn.
The first poet on the moon, Mayor Wakefield, and Nomad Obunk, and a bunch of friends putting that whole thing together. Alrighty. That's the title cut of the album. And we're going to be back for lots more stuff. Casey Musgrave and Casey Chambers. The infamous String Dusters have a new album out, and all kinds of things. You just hold your horses, because we have half a show to go. And it's all good. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from the Palouse Harmony Chorus, announcing their spring show, Keep Your Sunny Side Up, Saturday, April 2nd at Moscow High School Auditorium. featuring more than 8 a cappella groups, emceed by Bruce Bradbury. Tickets and details at PaloozeHarmonyChorus.com.
Gray and rainy for the next couple of days. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, bringing with it a chance of overnight rain. And then tomorrow for your Easter, winds will pick up, turning to gusts. And then slightly cooler on Monday. Sunshine on Tuesday, but expect more drizzle. Lows tonight on the Palouse of 37, Lewis Clark Valley 40.
Don't you look toward heaven when you call my name, lonesome and low. It's an old, old story, though the memory lives through time. You'd have heard I'm down in a river drowned, but there's more you don't know. Take it from me, your darling Clement. Western town, father and me, for we hope to make his fortune in a mine. But the gold stayed hidden while the food ran out, and our travels were deep. His worried eyes would rest on Clementine. Clementine, that when fire struck him down, we both fell in the water, lost and gone forever. Clementine. On a hillside where the flowers grow entwined, I remain ghostly vision. Still, you darling, Clementine. It's
So let it all go. I've been too low, so it's high time. Kacey Chambers. I like the way she writes. I like the way she puts little quirky things on the mundane. Mind your biscuits and the rest will be gravy. Stuff like that. Just sort of millennial Ogden Nashy, kind of. Yeah. A little too Nashville on this album. This album's called Pageant Material. And her first album, I believe, was called, was something about the Trailer Park or something like that. Had that great song, Follow Your Arrow Wherever It Points. I really like Kacey Musgraves. She's young. Young she is. And we also heard Clementine, which is an interesting take on That kind of ballad is sort of the backdrop of that contemporary song by Mayor Wakefield and Nomad Obunk. And interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff. Here's another Casey along with Shane Nicholson and two Aussies, husband and wife. They're not anymore, but they were. Or at least they're separated, have a kid, young folks. And this is a second album, Wreck and Ruin, that they did together. Flat Nail Joe.
One, the name of this thing. Two, one.
Well, you got the sickle and you got the rake. Your finger's gonna bleed and your back's gonna break. You got the shovel and you got the plow. You got the river, but you don't got it now. Let's go, go, Flat Nail Joe. Everybody knows where the wind will blow. Oh, friend, why so low? Gotta stand up now, Flat Nail Joe. You got the hammer and you got the glue. Got the heave-ho and the old one too. You got the nickel and you got the dime. You got the river,
That was great. Do it again.
Yeah.
When I'm dead and gone, long after my
she wouldn't stay.
so I've been told. I can't recall those times now that I've grown old. Strange how one choice can change who we become. One wrong turn, no matter where you're from. Run to heaven, run to hell. Don't know where I'll end up, only time will tell. Run to heaven, run to hell. If neither one will take me, then I'll go back to that cell.
The infamous String Dusters, always coming up with some interesting ideas to sell some albums, and they're good ideas and they work. This is called Ladies and Gentlemen, and all the guests on here are women: Joan Osborne and Leanne Womack and Sarah Giroux and Sarah Watkins and Mary Chapin Carpenter, and we just heard Eve O'Donovan and all kinds of folks, Joss Stone. And yeah, it's a pretty good album too. It's got some great stuff on it. The infamous String Dusters still keep hanging in there. They have a lot of, for a group as young as they are, they have a lot of stuff out on Compass Records. Alrighty, we heard Casey Chambers before that, Troubled Mind, and Sick as a Dog, and Casey Musgrave, Dime Store Cowgirl. Indeed. Amanda Cully doing the playlist, and drinking tea, Amanda Cully. And I am Dan Maher. I'm your host. Email me at D as in Daniel, maher@wsu.edu. That's D as in Daniel, maher@wsu.edu. Call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back for an hour's more music and a calendar and all kinds of stuff. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Going to be right back. Hang on.